Can we all come to order? Dennis, you want to say the pledge?
Sure. If you'll stand and say with me, with your hand over your heart, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Director Bilodeau. May we have the roll call, please?
Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Nguyen? Director Yeo?
Present.
Director Rowe?
Here.
Director Whitaker?
Here.
Director Mendoza? Director Ma'ai? Director Ta?
Here.
Director Bilodeau?
Present.
Director Sheldon?
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Okay. Do we have anyone? It's time for visitor participation. Do we have anyone who would like to speak at this time?
I don't see any hands raised.
I don't either. Okay. Moving to the consent calendar, do we have a motion for the consent calendar?
I'll move it.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Nguyen? Director Nguyen? Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Ta?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay. Moving on to item 5, authorize issuance of amendment number 1 with Boutier. Engineering for construction management services for the groundwater replenishment system final expansion project in the amount of $574,597.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Sandy Scott Roberts will be presenting this item to the committee this morning. Sandy.
Thank you. Let me get a quick presentation up. All right, everyone can hear me and see my presentation?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, great. All right, so as everybody is aware, we are in construction for the GWRS final expansion project, bringing the facility up to 130 million gallons per day. We're expanding our facility as well as building conveyance facilities as OC sand plant number 2 and rehabilitating a pipeline to make all this happen. I have been giving regular construction updates to our GWRS steering committee, but I know not all of you have been in those meetings. So just a quick overview of the construction activities. Here we are at our, on the left here, the OCWD Advanced Water Treatment Facility or GWRS site. So we've got a lot of activities for the microfiltration, RO, UV, to bring those processes up to their final expansion capacity, as well as installing a new pipeline to bring that new water to our facility for the final expansion. Here's a recent photo, sort of recent from March, but it was a nice photo from a drone that kind of shows the new MF facility, which is really the largest impacting construction facility on our site here, being constructed and adding in our additional 1.5 microfiltration trains. We're also doing work as part of this project at OC Sand Plant number 2 in Huntington Beach. So this shows that shot. We are building our facilities in this northern corner here. We're building a pump station and flow equalization tanks as part of this project. The headworks modifications being managed by OC Sand. And here's a recent picture of the construction here at Plant 2. You can see the 2 flow equalization tanks and the pump station. And here also the pipeline that's being constructed to feed our pump station from OC Sand's trickling filter solids contact So we've had a lot of construction activities going on. And just an overview of where we're at. We issued our notice to proceed in November 2nd of 2019. And we're expected to be complete on March 3rd, 2023. And that's fully complete. So we will actually be able to be sending new water at the end of this year. That's the schedule for now. So we are moving on. We're almost complete. And our original contract amount, we're still in a negative change order situation due to some savings for our microfiltration system. And so you can see here our revised contract amount is $196 million, and we've expended $183 million as of June 30th. So we're 92% on expenditures. So now that we're at this phase in the project, we're on the home stretch. We're kind of towards the end. We have a better feel for what kind of inspection services we need to complete this project. And so when we evaluated Butier's construction management agreement recently, we determined that there was extra money that is recommended in order to add to that agreement in order to finish this project. So for the amendment to Butier, these are the following, just the reasonings for this amendment recommendation. When we first issued the request for proposals for the final expansion project for construction management services, it was in November of 2018. And at that time, we had to estimate what we thought the majority construction work would take. And we were estimating 980 calendar days at that time. And so that is the quote or the proposal that we received from Butier at that time was for that 980 calendar days of substantial completion work. The design was 90% complete at that time. So we've added in a couple of other components at the 90% design phase. And so we did then increase the time for the substantial construction activities to 1,100 calendar days. So there are approximately 4 months of additional major construction activity inspections that were not included in Butier's original scope. So this amendment would make up for that. Secondly, Butier has actually been assisting us in this project by providing some specialty inspection. We did originally have we still do have an agreement with a Converse Consultants for specialty inspection. This includes coating, rebar, welding inspection from specialty inspectors. And they do in the contract, they get called out to site for these special inspections, and they do very regularly charge minimums, 4 hour minimums, 8 hour minimums. And so that was all factored into our agreement with Converse Consultants. However, Butier's inspectors have been able to provide these specialty inspections that I've mentioned here. And it's actually helping us quite a bit. So we should not have to spend the full Converse Consultants scope, but we will be needing to add a bit to Butier scope in order to make up for that. It also helps us greatly because these Butier inspectors who are on site, we're able to just call them and within 10 minutes, there's no minimum charge. They're on site anyway to go and inspect these. So for these reasons, staff is recommending issuing amendment of $574,597 to the Butier agreement to finish the final expansion project and provide the inspection, document management, change order negotiations, and continue doing that till the project's complete with Butier. So as far as for the budgeting for this amendment, you can see here, we've got our construction management inspection. This was the original contract with Butier, the $8.5 million. And here's amendment number one, and I'm adding it here for the $574,000. And we're just reducing our construction contingency to make up for that amendment amount. And so therefore there is no overall change to the project budget, expected project budget, because we are expecting to be under budget for this project. So there's no change in our project budget for this amendment. And we are still just the overall construction schedule. We are still on schedule to be complete in first quarter of 2023. Just thought I'd show this as well. Just to reiterate that the project is moving on well. We've already finished the pipeline project, and OC San with their headworks modification project is also on track to complete their project in first quarter of 2023. And with that, I'd like to ask if there's any questions.
Okay, I'm not seeing any hands right now. Oh, wait a minute. Director Rowe?
Yes, thanks, Sandy. I like how you have it down to the nearest dollar. I think you could have put it down to the cent too, but
I know.
and you think that'll totally wrap up the budget for what the Butier's cost will be for the project?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Was there any contingency on their contract? Is that the cost so far include contingency, or was it?
There's a little bit of contingency in that in case there's any kind of issues that come up with the scheduling of the work, because we are getting towards the end of the line here. And you know what I'm always worried about is there's some sort of delivery delay for some important equipment. And, you know, that might extend some of the work. But yes, that is covered for. We did make sure that there were some extra hours, at least in that last 3 months of the contract, to make sure that if there was something that came up, we would still be covered.
Okay. Well, you know, these projects, they take a long time to do. And usually you delay things that are more problematic.
Right. So
good luck in getting it all wrapped up in the budget.
Thanks.
We're there for you.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm not seeing any other hands. Thank you for a good report, Sandy.
Thanks.
All right. Moving.
Director Yeo has his hand raised.
Oh, I'm sorry. Director Yeo.
Thank you, Chair Green. We have to take action on this item, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was looking into detail and with Sandy's presentation, I think the 4 months represents about a 12% increase in contract time, and the $574,000 increase is about less than 7% of the construction inspection budget. So I think it's a reasonable request, and so I'd like to move the recommended action.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Ma'ai? Director Ma'ai? Director
yes.
Ta? Oh, thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
That's good. That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay. Moving on to the Memorandum of Understanding for the Exchange Program between OCWD and the Singapore Public Utilities Board.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Jason Dadakis will present this item to the committee this morning. Jason.
Good morning, and can everyone see and hear me and see my slides?
Yes.
Excellent. Thanks, Mike. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Presenting to you this morning a proposed memorandum of understanding between the district and the Singapore Public Utilities Board to continue our technical exchange program with them. So just brief overview for folks who are less familiar with Singapore PUB. PUB stands for the Public Utilities Board there, and they're essentially the national water agency in the country of Singapore, and responsible for essentially integrated water management of their water supply, their catchments, their used or recycled water. kind of the best local analog I can draw for them is if you were to sort of combine ourselves, the County of Orange Flood Control Program, Orange County Sanitation District, and then MODOC or Metropolitan. That's kind of what you get with the PUB in Singapore. On the water supply side, they have developed what they call their four national taps on an effort to diversify their water supply portfolio, as shown here. And so they rely on local catchment water. This is essentially rainfall that falls on the island of Singapore that they catch in local reservoirs. Their new water or recycled water program. Their imported water from Malaysia, coming from the north. And then they also have an ocean desalination program as well. And so the relationship between the district and PUB really began in earnest in the 1990s as PUB was developing their new water project. They came over here in around 1995 and visited the district, toured our Water Factory 21 facility, as well as the research center at the district that was working on much of the pilot testing that would later support the development of the groundwater replenishment system project here, specifically on membrane treatment. And so the PUB folks were impressed by what they saw here and elsewhere in the US. And so they moved forward and set up an internal R&D group, somewhat akin to the R&D group here, and began testing the latest in membrane treatment. That led to a full-scale demonstration project in the year 2000. And then by 2003, they actually had commissioned and began full-scale operation of their first new water facilities. So they were able to move very, very quickly on the implementation of their projects there in Singapore. And the interesting thing is that the treatment processes used for new water in Singapore are nearly identical to those that we use here for GWRS. And so on the basis of that, you know, initial exchange of information and sort of commonality of treatment, the district and PUB adopted an MOU for technical exchange back in 2011. And so under that MOU, we heard the district have hosted multiple delegations from PUB over the last decade. These have included multi-week visits by technical staff from PUB's operations and engineering teams that have essentially embedded themselves with our staff for a couple weeks and really kind of learning how we operate our facility here and some of our management strategies. There have also been shorter research planning coordination meetings. Again, given our similarities of the type of treatment we operate, there has been interest in sort of developing that further, optimizing it. And so periodically there are research projects which we'll collaborate with PUB staff that they would have an occasion to have a research meeting over here that we would host. Going the other way, PUB has hosted district staff for a couple of multi-week exchanges over the last decade. These are typically centered around Singapore International Water Week, which is a large, very prominent water conference now held every couple years in the summer. I will say I was fortunate enough in 2016 to participate in this exchange. Really looking back, it's really one of the highlights of my my career here at the district, being afforded that opportunity to attend Water Week, and then essentially get to embed myself with the PUB team for about a week and a half there. Learned a lot, really was eye-opening to me, and I was actually able to bring back some interesting stuff that that I think we'd been able to apply and consider here. And certainly I would say the ties between the two agencies were deepened by the district being awarded the 2014 Lee Kuan Yew Water Prize. If you've noticed, we have this nicely displayed in the hallway here at our headquarters in Fountain Valley. This was accompanied by a $250,000 actual monetary prize that with the board's blessing here was used to seed our postdoctoral research program here through the R&D department. And a couple unique things about this award, we're really the only public agency to win this award in its history over the last 20 years. These typically go to academics or practitioners or inventors in the water sector. But the district was recognized for its groundwater management activities with this award in 2014. And I believe Chair Green, you had the honor of going over to Singapore and accepting this award on behalf of the district and giving the Lee Kuan Yew speech that year.
I did.
Yeah. So with that, we're proposing an updated MOU. This is, came out of a meeting we had with PUB's R&D folks here in March. They came over for a planned research meeting. And it was really prompted by the fact that we had some new R&D staff at both agencies since the original MOU was adopted in 2011. And there's just a general desire from PUB really to essentially just affirm the existing MOU and I think just really wanting to follow up on it and really extend and continue it. The MOU calls out three specific areas of potential collaboration between the district and PUB. The first is capacity building via training programs. I think this is, referring to these technical exchanges of staff, be they in person as we've done traditionally, or I would think now certainly with the adoption of more kind of virtual trainings, virtual meetings, I think there could be things we can accomplish together that don't require the extensive travel between the agencies. But I think some mixture of both is likely what both agencies are considering moving forward. Also, participation in possible collaboration during the Singapore International Water Week Conference. PUB, as you can imagine, is very involved in planning that effort and working with the conference organizers and the government in Singapore. And so I think they would like our input and participation in that as a world leader in water management. And finally, the most pertinent thing at the moment is our joint technology assessments. And again, this is really taking advantage of the fact of the very similar types of treatment we operate for recycled water and being able to vet these at the scales that we both operate at. We think there's value in sort of comparing notes as are approached by vendors and trying different things out. And one highlight of the MOU is it makes very clear that each agency is responsible for its own costs of participation in it. So were an agency to want to send one of their staff over for an in-person exchange, they are responsible for those costs. Just want to briefly just touch on a few example technology assessments that we think would fit into this MOU. The first would be the Rotech flow reversal, reverse osmosis technology. Dr. Megan Plumley of our R&D department has provided an update on this to the board or the committee at least a couple times, I believe. This is basically the idea of increasing the efficiency of the reverse osmosis process by equipping the system such that you can periodically reverse the flow and essentially run it backwards for a period of time. And that will allow you to mitigate things like fouling and scaling of the membranes and essentially recover more water. PUB has actually implemented this at one of their facilities. They've kind of converted half of their existing facility at Kranji to be retrofitted with this technology. That's shown in the lower left-hand picture here. You can see the little yellow modules both above at the top and the bottom of those RO trains. That's the part of the controls for the system. Here at OCVD, we're in the process of piloting this technology. In the lower right hand, you can see a pilot unit set up in our RO building that we're doing an ongoing assessment of this technology here on our water quality. And we think that should the district, on the basis of that piloting, want to move forward, perhaps with either further testing or some implementation of that, being able to leverage and learn from Singapore's experience of implementing it and some of the growing pains we know they had with it, we think would be very useful for us and really help us inform that decision. Another one is the Noria RO Spotlight. This is something that we've trialed here that Singapore is less familiar with, but has an interest in. We've gone through a couple cycles of testing of this technology with Noria. Essentially, this is a monitoring system shown in the middle picture that hopefully does better real-time monitoring of, again, fouling and scaling in an RO system. The idea is getting an early warning that you're starting to get scaling before you're really, the membranes are starting to clog and you're really starting to have higher pressure requirements to push the water through it. And the idea is hopefully this information, you can intervene with some type of management strategy and not have to wait until the membrane is clogged to clean it. And so we've gone through a couple cycles of work with Nori on this. We're working with them on some additional work. We think the technology has promise. We think it's there's something here. We're just working closely with them on really deciding what's the best way to set this up such that the information that, let's say, an operator in a plant would get could, how that information would be actionable. You know, what are the steps you'd actually take to respond to information coming from the system? And finally, just the last area that we've identified that perhaps there's some overlap in interest is on the idea of artificial intelligence and digital twins. PUB has really embraced kind of the smart application of data and analytics to their system. They're applying this throughout their operation, not only at their plants and facilities and new water facilities, but also through their water distribution systems, their catchments, their reservoirs, and their sewers. They're really embracing this and really looking for ways to have things like analytics and potential artificial intelligence really assist with their operations. On our side, we do have some interest, but maybe a little bit more focused on the operation of the GWRS facility. There's this concept of building what folks call a digital twin of your physical treatment system. This is something that's sort of a virtual or sort of computer model type representation of the treatment system, but it's connected such that it takes real-time data that your actual system is getting and using things like, you know, simulation, machine learning, and other types of artificial intelligence, it can almost become sort of an advisor or coach to the operators in terms of the best way to optimize and run the system. So it's still very early days for us. We're still speaking to vendors who are starting to offer products in this space. There's a large DOE-funded research consortium that's looking into this that we're considering doing some projects with and at the pilot scale at our facility. And so we think this is another area where we could learn and collaborate with PUB on this to decide if this is a worthwhile thing to ever implement in the future. So that concludes the overview. So staff's recommendation here is to approve and execute this MOU between the district and Singapore PUB to continue our exchange program. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions from the committee.
Okay. Director Rowe?
Yes, Jason, thank you. I think this is a commendable effort that the Singapore PUD and OCWD have gotten together. It's great. I just haven't known anything about Singapore. I looked up on Wikipedia today. It's about one third the size of Orange County, and it has 2 million more people than we do, 5 million people. And I think that they are encountering a lot of the issues that we will be encountering or have encountered. And it's great that we have smart people over there and smart people over here that we can work to get the best answers to our problems. So I, you know, move the recommended action by staff.
And second from Director Yeo.
Okay. Do we have any other questions or comments? I was going to say, having been to Singapore and looked at their system, it is amazing. The whole island is amazing. I always like to point out that they came over, studied our system, our GWRS system, went back to Singapore and got it up and running before we got ours up and running. So that's the way things go. So. Anyhow, we have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay, can we agendize everything on the consent calendar for the board meeting?
We will.
All righty. Do we have any directors' announcements or support or reports? Not seeing anything. Okay, General Manager.
Nothing to report, Madam Chair.
Okay, we are adjourned. Good morning, everybody.
Thank you.